Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Texas legislature has ended its term for the year, but already the lieutenant governor has identified a top priority for next year's session. Dan Patrick wants to abolish academic tenure at all Texas public universities. Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider explains why and what it might mean if Patrick succeeds.
One of the most high-profile new laws Texas passed last year was a ban on teaching critical race theory in grades K through 12. In February, the University of Texas and Austin's Faculty Council voted overwhelmingly to reject any efforts by the legislature to restrict or dictate what they could teach. Lieutenant Governor Patrick struck back immediately.
So what we will propose to do is end all tenure for all new hires.
Academic tenure is designed to protect professors from being dismissed without good cause. In theory, it's meant to protect academic freedom. Under Patrick's proposal, already tenured professors would be reviewed annually rather than the current every 6 years. And Patrick said he'd also seek to change what constitutes good cause for revoking tenure.
That is, the law will change to say teaching critical race theory is prima facie evidence of good cause for tenure revocation.
Less than a quarter of the people teaching at American colleges and universities are tenured. But such a move could have ramifications for all faculty members. That's the concern of Peter Renee, who teaches political science at Texas Southern University. He's an adjunct professor, in other words, not tenured.
If tenure goes away and professors, full-time professors, are not protected, then our status would have to change. We could not stay on the same status because there was no differentiation between us and full professors.
So what would that mean for state universities in Texas? Henry Reichman, author of the book Understanding Academic Freedom, says it would lead to an exodus of the system's most talented faculty members.
Because good people will say, I don't want to go work there. There's no job security. I'll be reviewed every year and they could fire me in a whim.
Reichman says that wouldn't just affect disciplines like English or history, where race is likely to come up, but also subjects like physics and engineering. And that could have serious consequences down the road for the state's economy. Texas eliminating tenure could also have nationwide consequences. Neil Hutchins, who teaches higher education at the University of Mississippi, says some Republican-leaning states will look at Texas as a model and pass similar laws, particularly as the controversy over critical race theory dominates election year politics. On the other hand,
I think states that instead say, you know what, we're going to continue to protect and even try to strengthen our higher education systems, including the academic freedom rights for our professors, I think they actually gain a competitive advantage because I think that they're going to be places that people see as more desirable to work.
Texas public universities aren't going to wait for that brain drain to start. Pat Heinzelman is president of the Texas Faculty Association, which represents higher education employees.
We have to fight this at the legislature, and we're going to get started soon. We are started.
Higher education makes up a powerful lobbying force, but Lieutenant Governor Patrick tends to get his way on his top priorities. He's just announced plans to merge the Senate Higher Education Committee into the Senate Education Committee. That could make it easier to expand the state's ban on teaching critical race theory to the university level and to end tenure. For Here and Now, I'm Andrew Schneider.